Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, The Responsive Classroom, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Our mission at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur is to equip online business owners to step fully into God's purpose for their lives and business with unwavering faith, biblical truth, and essential marketing strategies. Our verse for this season of business is Ephesians 3:20. All glory to God, who is able, through Christ at work within us, to do infinitely more than we might ask or think. Friends, if you're needing inspiration, feeling stuck and unsure of next steps, feeling worn down by trying to tackle everything on your own, or feeling like you are constantly on a hamster wheel producing content but not getting the conversions you want, this podcast is for you. A little business and a lot of Jesus. Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, friends. Let's dive in. Hey there. I hope you are having a super blessed day right now. So in this episode, we are going to continue to talk about hitting that business bullseye within your business. Here's the awesome thing. When you get this business bullseye nailed down, you are going to see an increase in sales and engagement, but you are also going to be stepping more fully into your calling and your impact. Okay, so let me pray for us first. Heavenly Father, you are so holy and good. Lord, in everything we do, we want to be fully surrendered to you, walking each day with you, knowing that you go before us and behind us. Lord, I just pray that you would give each person listening right now a heart of service as they determine who you are putting in their paths to impact. We know each client, customer, interaction, and sale is not only a blessing from you, but it was ordained by you. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so I want to start us off with scripture, and I want to talk to you a little bit about the place the Holy Spirit is taking me right now and how that really ties in with this business bullseye. Okay, so as faith-filled entrepreneurs, what is important, as Paul says in Galatians 5:5, is faith expressing itself in love. And a little later on in the chapter, in chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, Paul reminds us of this. He says, "For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself." Paul is talking about the freedom from sin and condemnation because of the grace that was given to us through Christ's sacrifice. But friends, we have freedom in so many ways. This directs us and holds clear to us still today that above all else, we are to operate our businesses in love. And that is not always easy. But I just want to remind you that when you have been called according to God's purpose, He is going to work it out for your good. But working within that calling means that we are operating in love. Okay, so as we move on to really talk about your ideal client, because that's what we're talking about today in within the business bullseye, I don't want you to think of them as a number or a sale or a means to money. God is going to provide. I want you to think of them as someone that God has put in your path to minister to, whether that means helping them run their online store or create something beautiful or give them hope and a plan for health, or you fill in the blank, right? Now hear me on this. And this is a whole different podcast, but the Proverbs 31 woman had many streams of income. She operated in the marketplace and she had a business. I am not telling you to give everything away for free and wait for God to drop a load of cash in your bank account. That, friends, will probably not happen. But if we walk in faith, expressing itself in love, we are going to make an impact and God is going to bless our businesses. Okay, so on the last episode, if you haven't listened to that, jump back to that episode and take a listen, okay? We talked about really understanding the pain points or symptoms of your ideal client. We also talked about the importance of being able to verbalize what your solution is to those pain points. and how we want to create our posts, our emails, our copy, etc., everything that we create based around that conversation. Well, today I want to talk about the actual client. As I said in the last episode, a lot of gurus will tell you to actually create what is called an ideal customer avatar, an ICA. And this means giving her a name, a face, and a backstory, right? Like that you think of her as an actual person. So if you teach people, for example, how to hand letter signs, who is your audience and why do they want to learn this? Do they have hours to spend making signs, or do they want to learn something they can do in 90 minutes on a Saturday afternoon? Are they making signs to sell, or are they making them as gifts? Once you know exactly what your customer needs, right? Is this a busy mom that has 5 kids but wants to do this as a creative outlet? Or is this an empty nester who's taking on a new hobby? You're going to approach those two women differently. And once you know exactly what your customer needs, then you can speak to her more directly, right? So for example, learning how to make 5 signs in an hour is a different solution than learning how to make the perfect nameplate, right? Does that make sense? I also told you that I like to think about actual people that I've had the opportunity to work with. So I may think, okay, so this lead magnet that I'm creating right now is geared towards Denise. So I have her pain points in mind specifically. What I like about having either an ICA or an actual person in mind is that when you go to create the resource or the service or the value post, it's a lot easier to be authentic in the creation. When we're not thinking about the customer, we can have a tendency to think about what we want to put out there, right? We have a tendency to kind of think about what we want to do, what we want to create. This is very normal, but this can also be very dangerous to your sales and to your faith-driven business. When we do that, we put the focus back on ourselves and we may stop operating in love and service. And from a business standpoint, there's a good chance we're going to miss out on our target audience. So first and foremost, we want to be speaking to pain points. You do not have to have an ideal customer avatar by any means whatsoever, but if you find that this is a helpful tool, then think about it in that way. Okay, so what I want to talk about next are some biblical principles that can help us hit this part of the business bullseye better with our customers. Okay, I'm going to give you 3. The first one is to listen. Proverbs 18:15 says, "Intelligent people are always ready to learn. Their ears are open to knowledge." Listen to your audience. Learn what they need. Learn what they are going through. Listen to the Holy Spirit. I'm currently going through a pretty big pivot right now, and I'm amazed at the people that God is bringing into my path to serve right now. So logistically, what does this look like? Okay, well, you can put out surveys. You can follow those people on social media that you think are your ideal clients and interact with them, right? Watch their posts, listen to their posts, make note of what they're saying. If you already have a community, send out some individual messages to people who engage with your content regularly. Ask them specific questions. Send out questions on your email list, right? This is a great way to engage your email list. Even things like if you're putting out a course or if you're putting out a membership, get a beta group together. Give them a voice to give you feedback on what it is that you're creating. As years go on, needs can often shift, right? We've seen that really tangibly in the past couple of years. The needs of people in 2018, 2019 have really shifted drastically. And so we want to make sure that we don't just lock into what we're doing without regard to what our customer is doing. We always want to give them a voice. Okay, number 2, serve. In Matthew 20, 26 through 28, Jesus is talking and he says, "But among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must be your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many." So Jesus says this after James and John's mama has a mama bear moment and asks if her sweet babies could be seated next to the throne of Jesus. Small request, right? Which I have to tell you, I don't fault her. I'm sure she watched her sons sacrifice a lot and go through a lot to hang out with Jesus, and her human spirit was looking out for them. But Jesus takes this opportunity to give all of his disciples a little lesson here because he knew their hearts and he knew what they were going to go through. They literally got to hang out with Jesus, y'all, and he knew that this could plant some pride in them. Now, I've read this story several times, right? I'm sure you have too. But the first thing Jesus said here jumped out at me more than ever this time. But among you, it will be different. Y'all, could this be more true right now? God is making a move in the marketplace. He is making a move specifically, and I appreciate the men who listen here, but specifically, I believe among women in the marketplace. But we have to be different. And one of the biggest places that we set ourselves apart is to serve those that we have the privilege of serving instead of placing ourselves above them. Okay, so logistically, you know, I'm a logistics person. What does this look like? Okay, so A, first of all, it starts in your mind and heart. Do you genuinely feel honored and humbled that that person or that group of people chose you to work with? Or do you feel like, girl, you are a hot mess and you are lucky that you found me? Because while you may not say that, if that is the perspective that you have, you are not going to serve them authentically. So how do we get a humble spirit? Well, do you recognize that every good thing comes from the Lord? So you didn't get to choose those customers or sales on your own accord anyways, right? Paul is very clear about that. We are not to boast. Friends, the condition of your heart will determine how you serve them. So we want to make sure that the condition of our heart is humble. Second, how will you respond in conflict? Ooh, this is hard, but one of the best places that we can serve others and that we can be set apart is when there is a problem. How do you deal with this, right? Third, while boundaries are good and necessary, and I believe in them, Jesus even set boundaries. The question is Jesus happy with the way you give value and support to the people he gave you? Or do you cut corners? Do you do the bare minimum? I doubt that anybody listening to this does, but I think that this is good to always be reflective on, right? Am I giving the value that I know I can give? Am I serving in the way I've been called to serve? Okay, and then fourth, lastly, and this is actually outside of your customer base, are you using your freedom and finances as an entrepreneur to serve your community, to serve your church body, and to serve your neighbors? Because the Bible is very clear about this also, blessings and refreshment come from doing this. Okay, so the first one is to listen, the second one is to serve, and the third one is to be generous. Proverbs 11, 24, and 25 says, give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. So I'm going to tell you a story. I once worked with a sweet friend on a project. She had a good heart. She had a lot of knowledge, but she did not understand this principle of generosity. She held so tightly to all of her knowledge and her wisdom and her skills. If someone wasn't paying, they didn't get any value. And to be honest, she really struggled to move into entrepreneurship. In fact, she didn't. And she still remains an employee to this day. Now, hear me on this. She has a good job. She has a lot of degrees, but she would not make it in the entrepreneur space because she was not generous with what God had given her. Friends, I think this is the key. When we can let go of the fact that it is our job to bring in sales, and we can trust that it is our job to walk in faith, which is expressed as love, and be obedient to the Holy Spirit, then we can lean in on the fact that it is God's job to bring the people and to bring the sales and to prosper our business. and we can let go of holding so tightly onto things that we are meant to give away. Friends, we are called to be generous with our funds. We are called to be generous with our time, and we are called to be generous with our knowledge. This generous spirit also falls in line with an abundance mindset, which is so needed for growth. Okay, so logistically, what does this look like? Well, first and foremost, you've got to tithe, period. Okay, you've got to tithe, period. If you are not giving 10% back to the Lord, then you cannot expect Him to bless your business financially. Number two, we need to be serving or volunteering. God created the days. He created the hours. He created the time. He knows how many hours are in a day. If He's telling us to serve other people, which He does, He's going to bless that time, right? He's going to make you more productive in another way. He's going to give you that time back. So I really feel very strongly that we have got to be serving or volunteering regularly and consistently with our time if we want God to bless us. And third, we've got to give generously of your knowledge. This is where I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom on what you are to share freely. Create those lead magnets that give really great value, right? Have your podcast or your blog really be helpful. Create low-ticket items that give value. Be prepared. If somebody is paying you to work with you, be prepared when you have those coaching sessions. Let's talk about what living generously is not. It is not being available 24 hours a day. Please do not hear me say that. Okay? You have other priorities that are also biblical. Being with your family, taking care of your friends, taking care of your neighbors, taking care of your home, resting, like all of these principles are also biblical. So I am not telling you to be available 24 hours a day. I am also not telling you to put discounts on everything. Okay, that is not good business practice. And so please hear me on that. I'm not telling you about that. If you want to talk more about kind of the balance of living generously but holding fast to business principles, then I'd love to talk to you about that. God has given you a business. It is okay and it is good and it is wise to run your business. But how can you infuse generosity in there? Okay. So you've identified pain points and symptoms, you've created a solution, you've come up with a product or a resource or a service plan that helps your clients become successful. You've listened to them, you've served them well, you've been generous. The last thing in the business bullseye is to be super clear in words on the transformation that your client is going to go through. Once you can voice where your client is now, the pain points that they're feeling right now, and where they will be after they work with you. How are they going to feel after they work with you? How are they going to have victory after they work with you? You're going to be able to speak directly to the right person and serve them right where they need it. I know that this is a lot, friend. I encourage you to download the free business bullseye guide that's going to walk you through what your business bullseye is, because every business is going to be different, right? Especially if you're just getting started or if you've been running your business and working hard, but you're not having the sales that you want. Also, I already said this, but make sure that you listen to last week's episode if you haven't already to make sure that your messaging is clear, right? Your messaging has got to be clear to your audience. Finally, I want to let you know that I have a free workshop coming up, your next five steps to either starting or taking your business to the next level. You can click on the link for the free business bullseye guide, and it's going to actually take you to the place where you can sign up for the workshop. Both are free, and both will help you make that plan to get you to the next steps. I also want to encourage you to sit with the Holy Spirit. God is for you. He wants you to succeed. He wants to direct your path. Ask Him to show you any areas where you are not operating as a faith-filled entrepreneur. Friends, it is time for us to step into our purpose and to have an impact bigger than ourselves. It is time for us to be different and to let God do His thing. So I just want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, Follow us at Instagram at The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur or on Facebook at jenkleiber.thefaithfilledentrepreneur to get business strategies, biblical truth for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. And you can always check out thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com to find out all that is going on and to get additional resources to help you build your faith and your business. Bye for now.